hello, and welcome, kiddos, to Newsy's Nook. I am your host, Newsy Baby, a podcast where you can sit and relax while I try not to wet my pants. How was everyone's Labor Day weekend? Was it relaxful? If you worked, was it not hectic? Hopefully it wasn't too hectic, and hopefully you were able to get in some much-needed padded time. I know I did. This weekend was a fever dream. A weekend I have not had, I don't think ever. This will go down as like an iconic diaper weekend for me. And here's how it started, and here's why I'm so excited to tell it. So Diaper Active is a huge ABDL event for in LA. Diaper Boys take over the bullet and you know, Diaper Boys come from all over the country, and it's just such a cool event, and it's a special event for me because it's one of the first diaper events I've ever went to, and it's one of the first events that I look forward to every year because I get to see, you know, not only familiar faces, you know, that I've seen in the past, but also, like, you know, meet new Diaper Boys, and, you know, and who doesn't love dressing up and going out in a diaper and, you know, being surrounded by community. So it's an event that's close to my heart, and I was so excited because on Friday I asked Don Mike, who puts on Diaper Active, you know, can I interview you for the podcast? I would love to tell, you know, people about this event. And he said, sure, we're doing this photo shoot on Saturday. If you want to come by, you know, take some photos. Or he didn't actually say photos. He just said, we're doing this photo shoot if you want to come by. And then after, you know, we do some stuff, we can, you know, peer off to the corner and do the interview. And I was like, sure, sounds like fun. Take a couple photos. I do that all the time. Every weekend is a photo shoot for me because who doesn't love filming themselves in a diaper? So I was like, okay, great. So Saturday comes. I'm super excited. I'm a little nervous because I don't know what to expect. And as soon as we go up to the studio, diapers everywhere. You know, the event's sponsored by Tykeables. So there's, you know, these Tykeable packs, you know, everywhere. And there's all this, you know, little clothing, sissy clothing. And I was like, oh, damn, we are like, this is going to be real. And, you know, the director, the person taking the pictures, he had a very artistic vision for it. He said, you know, most people, when they do their diaper pics, are just from, you know, the neck down. And he wanted to recreate that, but recreate it in like a very artsy way. So where these little vignettes, so what we did, these little vignettes that we filmed were kind of like just like basic ABDL scenes, right? Like, so I did a scene where I was sucking on a bottle and then the camera pans down to my diaper and then I wet it. Or another vignette was a, you know, this sissy boy and this other sissy boy, you know, tied the bow in the back and then they rubbed their diapers together. Or, you know, another one was just like another diaper, just like, you know, feeling himself. Or I did another scene where I was grabbing for a passy. So these like little quick short scenes, but what made them like super artistic was depending on our outfit, the background changed. So like if you were wearing a blue onesie, the background, you know, was red. Or, you know, if you were wearing, you know, a sissy outfit, then the background was pink, right? So like very staged and hyper realistic. And it was such a cool event because, you know, how many times do you ever, like, yes, we in the community, you meet up with people and, you know, you might go to the zoo or something, but there was something very specific about this event or this environment because we were all in diapers and we were all one-upping each other, right? Like, you know, we would start a scene and someone would be like, oh, it'd be cool if this would happen, or like, oh, it'd be cool if this would happen. So like, it was this very creative environment of, we were all trying to create the best little diaper scene. And what made it like, you know, more hot was, you know, these vignettes are for the TV screens at the bar. So, you know, they could be a little sexy. And so, you know, a lot of snuffs, a lot of diaper rubs, super artistic. I mean, the photographer sent me some like raw cuts of it, and I'm so excited to see how they all turn out. And I'm so excited to just like stand in the bar and watch them. I feel, hopefully I don't spend the whole time at Diaper Active just staring at the TV screens, but I'm really excited to see how they all turn out. It was super cool. And then, you know, what made it even more special is I don't get to see the LA crew very often. So it was very cool to, you know, do this little shoot with the LA crew. And then we went to dinner after, and then we went to the Bullet after. And I must have been glowing, because I don't know, it was just so much fun. They made me wear this onesie, this like, you know, red, green, blue onesie. Not weird stares. You know, I always talk about when you wear in public that, you know, stares will happen. Everyone at the bar was like, oh, that's a cute top. And of course everyone was like, are you going to tell them it's a onesie? And I was like, no, let me live my moment. And it was also, and I'm very excited for this event because, you know, while we were at the Bullet after dinner, you know, I got to meet, you know, another Diaper Boy. So, you know, it's, you know, it breeds more fun. You know, I'm very excited for this event to happen. And I hope a lot of other people can come to it. So I'll stop talking about it. So what better person to talk about Diaper Active than the person that puts it on himself, Don Mike. I was able to interview him. We interviewed him in the photographer's bathroom during the photo shoot. So here's Don Mike talking about, you know, the event and what you can expect. Welcome to Newsy's Nook, Don. Or wait, should I call you by your pup name?
You can call me my name, Don Mike.
Don Mike. All right. Thank you, Don Mike, for being in Newsy's Nook. So Diaper Active is happening September 18th.
Yes.
Where did that event come from?
Okay. So I've been in the leather scene for like 20 years, and I knew about ABDL all along, but about 8 years ago, I started seeing pictures of my leather friends in diapers. And I guess before that, I never thought I could, you know, I'm a big leather boy. I can't really do diapers. But once I saw my friends in it, the wheel started turning and I thought, I should check this out. And then I started getting into it and it really resonated with me. And it hit me that I probably, if I had seen this out at the bars, I would have probably tried it a long time ago. But because there aren't any like gay male events in the gay bars, that I never really had a chance to explore it. So I thought, well, I'll throw my own little diaper party. So I thought it was going to be a one-off. And this was like 6 years ago. I thought, oh, we'll do it once. Maybe like 20 people will show up and it'll be fun. And then we can run around the bar in our diapers and nobody will care, because it'll be a thing.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And the next thing I know, the bar was packed to the gills. Uh-huh. And Michael, the owner, comes up and he's like, when's the next one? So it became a thing. And so we've been doing it ever since.
Right. And when did they start? Because how long has this been happening?
It was 5 years up to the pandemic. Please don't make me do the math. but seriously, like the pandemic, the year 2020 was going to be the fifth anniversary.
Wow.
So yeah.
Yeah. And you did them three times a year, right? Like,
yes.
All through the summer.
Yeah. I'd like to do it. I'd like to maybe do it quarterly now, because I tried doing it in December once. And because it was, even though they have heaters in the bar,
it's just too cold.
Yeah. Most of the bar of the Bullet is a patio. And so it was a little too chilly. But I think they have a better heating system now. And I would also like to do a friend of mine does a party called Pajama Party, where they encourage people to wear onesies and, well, not what we call onesies, but footy pajamas.
Right,
and
like
stuff.
Pajamas.
Union suits.
Right.
And so I thought it'd be fun to combine that and do a Diaper Active pajama party. And then that way people would be encouraged to wear diapers, but also wear footy pajamas and all that stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Well, I know for me, like when I first started out, I wanted to go to an event and someone was like, oh, you should go to Diaper Active. And I was like, it was kind of intimidating, because I was like, oh my gosh, wearing in a bar, like just in a diaper, like that's kind of intimidating. But no, like once you go, you were like very welcoming and there's people walking around. You just felt like in your scene. Like, Does that feel good that you've now created this space
that
people can just come to?
Incredibly. And, you know, there's a little story I love to tell people, because every once in a while, someone will walk in the bar and be like, what the hell's going on here? And they get this sort of look on their face, like, what did I just stumble into? An hour later, they've had a couple of cocktails, maybe a shot or two, and they're like, all right, put me in a diaper. I don't want to be the only one here without one. And it's right. Like a, you know, weird kind of, not peer pressure, but the opposite of peer pressure.
Right. And you also get the go-go dancers to wear diapers, too.
Yes. And the first one, the bartenders were wearing diapers, and I keep trying to get them back into diapers, but I don't ever want to force anyone. So, but a couple of the barbacks have done it. The owner, we usually get into a diaper just to show solidarity.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and it's not just people wearing diapers, right? Like, there's so many shades of this community. There's like pup hoods and onesies. So if someone wanted to go, is there any limit to what they could wear?
No, you just can't be naked. But it, I mean, it's a leather bar. And so, I mean, and we have a lot of regulars that come that aren't really part of the event, but they take it in stride because they've seen every kind of fetish in this bar before. So it really is open. Like, if you're into diapers, come and, you know, get a diaper on, or you could wear any sort of little clothes, shortalls, onesies. And, you know, if you're a pup, bring your pup hood. It's like, really, it's anything.
Right. And you also get ideas. Like, I remember the first year I went, it's when the shortalls came out. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I really like your short. And he let me try it on. And I don't know. I think that was, like, such a cool part. And it was also cool because, right, like, as someone who had never met another diaper person in life, to go to this event and you're now surrounded and you're making friends. I mean, like, everyone, we're doing a photo shoot right now. And everyone in this room that we're doing the photos with, I met at Diaper Active. Mm-hmm. And that's such a cool feeling to, like, make friends in the community at this really cool event.
Oh, yeah. And the real fun thing for me is that, like, one of my friends here, Ben, was here, and we put him in a diaper and took pictures, and he'd never even worn a diaper before. And he came just to help me be part of this.
Right.
And I've had a bunch of my non-diaper friends be on our posters. And I think you're doing something really good in this world if your non-diaper friends will be on a public poster in a diaper for you. You know what I mean? That really makes me feel good. Like, I have really awesome friends.
And it brings up the whole conversation where, like, being a diaper lover would become less of a thing if it was just more out there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if more bars did diaper events, or, you know, if more people were just shown to it. Like, your friend, like, he saw other people were into it, and he was like, all right, cool.
Yeah. And then, you know, part of it's like, yeah, I kind of want to see what it feels. That's one thing I love about the event, because we have a sponsor. Tykeables is my sponsor for the event. Ever since the very first one, they've been very generous, very cool guys. I mean, the whole company's amazing. And so we have a little changing tent in the back. And, you know, if people have never tried it before, it's a really safe space to explore. And, you know, you might do it once and never do it again. You might do it just because everyone else is doing it. But it gives you a chance to sort of try things you didn't really think to try before. And I love that.
Right. No, I love what you brought up about exploring too, because you, in years back, not now because of COVID, but you have a playpen. Mm-hmm. And I never thought of myself as, like, a little. I was more of just like, I would just come in a diaper. But you had this playpen, and there was, like, you know, like, stuffies and, like, a bottle and, like, keys and stuff. And I was like, this is actually really cool. And I just sat there and I got to talk to other people. And now I kind of have, like, this affiliation to, you know, wearing onesies and having stuffies and stuff. So it really is an environment that, you know, you can explore stuff.
Oh, totally. I really lucked out with that. The owner of the bar bought the playpen, which I think is so amazing. Like, he's so supportive, and he's not part of this community, but he really, like, stands behind the people who come into his bar. You know, he feels very strongly. We're like a big family. So I love that we've made the ABDL community in LA part of the Bullet family.
Right.
Because we really are. And so he bought the playpen, and I love the dollar stores they're called the 99 cent stores in LA. And I swear to God, I went into one and they had this gigantic thing of stuffed animals that were all like $5 a piece, $3 a piece. And I just filled a cart up. These people thought I was nuts because I was buying like 30 stuffed animals. But yeah, it's great.
Where do you see the event going? I mean, I know COVID makes it a little hard, but let's pretend, you know, where do you see the event in 5 years?
You know what? I've had people, because the bar gets packed and it's great. And I've had people say, oh, time for a bigger venue. But, you know, the Bullet has been such an integral part of this that I want it to still stay what it is, you know? And I've always said I'll keep doing this until people stop coming, and then I'll do something else. So, but I don't have any aspirations to make it into anything bigger than it is. because I love what it is, and I'm happy, and I hope, I know Diapered in the Desert sort of came out of that, like, inspired some guys to do a weekend event, and so I'm really proud of that. But yeah, for Diaper Active, it's kind of just be its thing, its own little thing.
Right. And it's also inspired a lot of events. I know the San Francisco crew a couple years back, we did an event based off Diaper Active, mm-hmm. and it was a replication of it. And it was so fun, right? Like, having these events are so integral to building a community where most of it's online.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, that's how you meet most of your people, is just online. And then you have these events and you can find your community that way.
Oh, totally. And the thing about Diaper Active, and this, you know, it's funny, I've always been afraid of this being controversial, and it really hasn't been an issue because people get it, is that in the ABDL scene, the pansexual community really has an embarrassment of riches. Like, they have ABDL, at least in LA, they've got ABDL get-togethers and meetups and monthly events and parties and stuff. And in the gay world, we don't have any of that. And if you're a gay guy and you go to a pan event, sometimes you kind of feel left out. Like, you're allowed to go, but it's not for you. And so my event is geared right towards gay men. We always say it's for diaper boys and the daddies who love them. But it takes place in a public bar and anyone can come. Anyone is welcome. But I make sure that people understand that there are so many parties for the pansexual community. This party is for the boys.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not about, I'm very inclusive and all about diversity. But since there are so many other things for other people, I love that we just have this little thing for us.
Right. Okay, so what happens if I'm a shy little boy and I hear about this event? What would you tell someone who might be feeling too shy to come?
You know what? Honestly, we have people that will come to the event and kind of just hang out off to the side. Like, they'll find a quiet table off to the side and just chill out. You don't have to do anything more than you want to do. Just come in, get a beer and hang out. Stay as long as you want. But there's something about being in a bar filled with guys in diapers that it's hard to feel alone. You know right. what I mean? And everyone's so friendly. And I would say, I would challenge anybody, even if you're really shy, come and, you know, find a place to you know, chill out and then say hi to people. Because I guarantee if you say hi to people, they'll They'll say hi back.
Right.
And it's such a friendly crowd.
Well, I remember that in the Tumblr days. Like, I remember when I went to my first Diaper Active, there were so many guys there that I had seen from Tumblr, where it almost felt like a red carpet a little bit. It was like, oh my gosh, I jerk off to you, or like, oh my god, I love your pictures. And so it was like this mind-blowing experience. And so I always tell people, like, if you see someone online and you enjoy their content, like, just go up to them and say, like, hey, I like your content. And usually a conversation will spark up that way.
Oh, totally. And you know, and I've had people come up to me in random places and be like, oh, you're the Diaper Active guy. I'm thrilled when that happens. I love that, because then I get to meet people. You know, and I'm one of those people that loves to go. I'm a people person. I love to go out and meet people. So it thrills me whenever people come up and talk to me. So, hey, if you come to Diaper Active, you don't know anybody, find me. Ask for Don Mike or Pup Don or Pup Rogue. I go by many names. Ask around. Someone will know me and they'll point me out. And I'm usually the person that's running around like a chicken with his head cut off because I'm trying to keep everything going. Come up and say hi. Honestly, I'd love that.
Love it. Yeah, and people come from all over.
We're international. We had a guy from Austria.
Yeah, well, I know. I mean, like, I remember, I mean, when I used to live in LA, I would come, but even like the San Francisco crew mm-hmm. will come down and volunteer too. I mean, like, yeah. There's a lot of people that come volunteering.
We get San Francisco, San Diego, Phoenix. I mean, all over. I mean, I've had people. I really wish I'd kept a list of who's come from where, because we've really had people come all over the country, Austria and Canada. And I want to say there was one other country, but I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, all over. All right, give it to me again. When is it happening? Where is it happening?
September 18th at the Bullet Bar in North Hollywood.
And is there a cover? Do they have to bring anything?
$5 cover. When I started, I didn't have a cover, but then I ended up spending my own money on the supplies. Like, we get the diapers from Tykeables, but then I have, like, you know, baby powder and wipes and all that stuff and the go-go dancers and whatnot. So the cover really just helps keep everything going. I really don't make a profit off of it, but I don't do it for the profit, you know.
Right.
So $5 cover starts, the bar, you know, everything kind of kicks off around 9 or 10.
Uh-huh.
So you could come a little earlier if you want, but yeah, like the go-go boys and everything start at 9, clothes check starts at 9.
Right. And you don't have to come in a diaper either. Well, like, they'll supply you with your diaper.
We have a changing room in the back. We have male diaper changers. And the way I always tell people, it's a the diaper changing area is male only. There are male diaper changers that will change the boys. But if you're, you know, part of the pansexual community, there's usually an extra table. Just ask to use it. You're totally allowed. So
there you go.
I don't want to exclude people, but, you know.
Right. Yeah. But it, but you could totally come, like, after work.
Mm-hmm.
No one would care.
The only thing, we only have one major rule. No messing. And it's not that we judge. It's just that in a public setting, it doesn't really work for everybody.
Right. It's the respectful thing to
right.
do.
Right. And also, please don't leave the bar in a diaper or run around outside in a diaper. Because then Gladys Kravitz, the neighbor, calls the police and starts screaming about giant babies running around. And it gets really ugly. No, but it is in a residential area, so we don't want to bother the neighbors.
Right, it's that whole be respectful and context clues. Yeah. All right, well, thank you so much. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
I'm Don Mike on Facebook. There's a rapper named Don Mike, which blows my mind because that's an odd name for a rapper, but I'm not him. So you'll find me, and I'm Pup Rogue on most places, or Pup Don. So if you look at those two names, you'll find me somewhere.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming to Newsy's Nook.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, Diaper Active, September 18th at the Bullet. Doors open at 9 o'clock. There is a $5 cover charge. And you just have to bring yourself. You know, just bring yourself. They'll supply the diapers. And if you're shy and, you know, if you need someone once you get there, I will be there. Come find me, say hello, and I will introduce you to people. This event is so special to me. I can't even talk about, like, this event is so cool that I want everyone to feel welcomed there. And if you don't know anyone, come find me. I will introduce you to people. And then just remember the one rule, you know, for those messers out there, no messing at Diaper Active. We can get in trouble, so no messing. All right, kiddos, I am officially soggy, so I gotta go change. If you want to continue to follow me, you can follow me at NewsyBaby on Twitter and Instagram, and feel free to use promo code NewsyBaby at the Playtime store. Lots of new stuff always coming out, and if you want to subscribe to my Just for Fans, you can find a link in my bio for all my adult content. All right, kiddos, I gotta go to change. See ya. Bye.